Part two. So we spoke about dime directory design decisions, right? And we're gonna get into some of the colored clout stuff, I think, but I guess just to put a period on what I was just talking about with the dime replies and functional ping proofs. Well, there's one more, or maybe a few more things I want to say. With regard to the vulnerability of being spammed, dime replies, the attack vector is in the amount of replies a certain individual TSN address can create, and they have their own cost in putting all that on their own server, I suppose, even though it's 2 out of 3 with these thread channels, right? But it's a different cost, it's a different vector with these likes and redimes, because a single account, as I spoke about, can only like a certain dime once or redime a certain dime once, because that is a unique signature that cannot be reproduced in different ways. If I do a ping function like that signature, it's a unique signature. And if, you know, those will all be mapped out, like, redime, follow. And, you know, if you put like 7, if you write the word like with the number 7, then it's not, you're not following, it's not that you didn't do the function right. So, but the point I'm trying to illustrate here is, in one scenario with the replies, you're worrying about perhaps an account that is replying to a certain dime in numerous different ways. That's the form of the spam. And the like and redime design decision, which I get, again, I said I think you'll probably just include all of them, but it's not a question of can you produce these multiple forms of likes, because you can only do one. Then the question becomes how easy is it to create these TSN addresses, which is a topic for a whole another day, because if, you know, you wanted to like spam something by liking it an insane amount of times to where it becomes costly to store that in your server, you'd need to have that many different TSN accounts, because the likes you can only have one like per dime per account. And so you see, you could always go deeper and deeper into detail with this stuff, and that's why I started this all off with talking about priorities, right? Because a lot of this depends on information which we don't have yet. It depends on how things play out. Perhaps it depends on a better understanding of how fast space accumulates and the cost of space in a server and all that, which is gonna come. But so you see, if you just keep zooming in and zooming in, you're actually becoming a victim to the spam of life, right? How do you, eventually you get stuck in glue and you stop moving if you start entertaining everyone's spam in the social media of planet Earth, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. So there's a lot of good lessons in this and how you deal with things and prioritize them. So I just hope the actualies that are listening can learn. A lot of them are much smarter than I am and have been doing all this stuff. You know, I'm coming from a different vantage point, which is good, and that allows me to see a lot of things that others with expertise in the field could not. But it also means catching up on, you know, a lot of the prerequisite knowledge that they've learned over years. But if you know the concepts, then that outside perspective can allow you to do unimaginable things. And so it's like, you know, what is the rule if someone likes your thing and you have the proof? Do you have to put it in immediately and include every single one? Well, you know, if you want to include all the likes, this could be automated in software. And it's just a tally that the second, you know, given the speed of sending information over the internet, right when you get it, you just start tallying it. But not important. We're trying to build the motor here. We're not trying to talk about which gradient of paint, of forest green, we want to paint our spaceship, right? We're trying to get this thing flying. So it's like, you know, I don't care who you are. You could be the president of the country himself wants to know why, you know, his like isn't being aggregated. His heart function, not heart, well, you know, because there's the little symbol of the heart, you know, why is my function not accounted for? Why is it heartless? So it's like, well, you know, push that aside, not important. And that's what's great about open source software. It's like, well, you could always just say, well, you could do better, you know, just fork it and put it out there if you think you can. A lot of the times, funnily enough, when it's the very people who are, you know, being the actualies who have tried themselves, you know, for instance, if they had tried to make their own social media platform and kind of failed to do so, and it's like, well, you know, you're the one who's criticizing. But really, it's not about that. It's just about prioritizing and using your brain for critical thinking, right? That's what critical thinking is learning how to solve problems, not getting stuck in glue when doing so. Learning how to manage all the spam of the social media of life and prioritize so you don't get stuck in glue. And so there's that. You could always do your own thing, you know, if you can. I'm not the expert here, you know, just let the experts do it. And then it's also just like, well, you know, I don't fucking care. I'm just gonna go enjoy life. I'm on my own schedule. I do this stuff because I enjoy it. So sometimes you just gotta step back, relax, take a vacation. You know, whatever you gotta do until you get back to the state where you can re-examine a problem and effectively solve it. Given you even want to, sometimes it's better to just enjoy the present moment, and if it's really your purpose of doing something, then it just comes. It's not like anything you would get stressed over. So how do you mitigate spam? How do you determine what is spam? Sometimes, you know, sometimes people do have a good suggestion, and nonetheless, it's just not high priority, or good question, I should say. And it's still just not a high priority, so you kind of put that in your pocket and say, well, when I do want to zoom in on that aspect, I'll readdress that question when I get to it. But so, just because it's a good question or a good point, it doesn't mean it takes priority. But yeah, not the credibility of the issuer of the idea, or lack thereof, or perceived credibility or importance by the issuer of the idea is not important. And vice versa, you know, great ideas can come out of people who you wouldn't think would have importance, and terrible or insignificant ideas can come out of people who perceive themselves as having more importance. And that's the essence of critical thinking, right? That's life. I mean, what I like to think is you should always be trying to solve difficult problems. You know, that's what's important. Always try and bat above, you know, hit above your weight, whatever stupid cliche you want to use. Now, if you're not making progress, that's one thing. Then you kind of got to be able to recognize that, pack it up, and, you know, see where you fit in. But if you know how to recognize that you are making progress, then continue on, right? Keep on trucking. So there's always going to be the haters, especially, you know, when you're having a bit of success in the social media of life. And in fairness, some of them are the cryptographic gray beards, so to speak, right? A lot of them are these grumpy people who've seen lots of schemes by clueless noobs, so they're easy to dismiss things. But all that aside, it's like when you've actually found some things that are leading in the right direction, there's always going to be that type of person that tries to, you know, can't see it for what it is and learn how to constructively build ideas. It's like you're building something new that's never been done before. And so the question isn't, have you built it? Everyone knows it's not, the shit ain't fucking built. So you can look at a foundation of a house or a blueprint for a house or whatever the fuck you want to call it and be like, well, you know, that's, this thing doesn't fit here and I can't live in that house today, like, you know. Or you could be like, wow, shit, that could make a fucking dope house and I've never seen the foundation of a house that's built like that before and it could use some bit of reworking in this area and that area, but the stuff that needs to be reworked is totally within the realm of feasibility if we just get the right, you know, this guy's an architect and specializes in this and I know it can be done. I've seen him do it with other projects and blah, 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 blah. So you see how it goes. And then there's, of course, problems in communication. That's the question. It's like, are you bringing up something that can't be done? Like, oh, you're trying to do something that absolutely can't be done? Or are you just, which is actually an important criticism, or are you just pointing out that I'm not, or the person in question is not properly explaining it? So that's a good problem. That's easy. That stuff is easy. If most people can understand it and the concept is right, then you just kind of rework it or you get someone who's a good factory worker or a good writer to, you know, explain it better to the other actualies or properly word it. But we live in the world of creativity now. It's different world, so I think we gotta start realizing what's the most valuable, what's the most valuable types of skills to have. So, colored clout, let's see, should I touch on that? I guess so, just a few minor clarifications in communication of this proposal, right, in the right direction. Really just thinking out loud is what most of this stuff first of all, the whole point is, it doesn't, when I acknowledge you in a cloud issuance transaction, then at that moment the cloud is created, we have the signature, and it's basically from me to you. And so what I failed to communicate is that the rule would be, right, of this directory for adding, or directories for adding the financial aspect and mining, the rule would be that in order to spend it for free back to the issuer, which is the whole point of Clout, you would just basically sign it over. So what I didn't communicate is the reason the Clout issuer would not have to worry about the double spend problem is because it would literally be a rule. That's the only way you could spend it to the issuer would be in that format. Or in other words, the only way you could do it in that format would be if you are spending it to the issuer. And then it's like, if the issuer wants to send it to anyone else, or in the more likely scenario, or in the other scenario, I should say, where the person who mined the Clout wants to spend it to someone else other than the issuer, then it has to be included in the transaction on the Litecoin blockchain. And that's when consensus for transacting this Clout is officially moved to this input on the Litecoin blockchain by referencing the TSN signature where the Clout issuer was issued the Clout. And so, similar to the concept I was explaining with likes before, it has to be the person who was issued the Clout who would be embedding this in the Litecoin blockchain, and it would be using their TSN Litecoin address. Now, if you're not a TSN, if your TSN address isn't Litecoin, you could easily prove you own a Litecoin address in order to do it, assuming we choose Litecoin. Or maybe it could be up to the person who's embedding it, but the point, you know, which system they want to use. But the point is that consensus at that point for transacting Clout is moved to a traditional blockchain. But it is an important nuance that it has to be your TSN address that is embedding this transaction into the blockchain, because otherwise you wouldn't know. Someone could just be watching, you know, your, you know, let's do the Alice and Bob thing. Someone could be watching Bob's, or she could be watching, they could be watching Alice's blockchain, see that Alice issued Bob Clout, and then on their own fruition embed that themselves, you know, someone outside of Alice and Bob could embed it into a blockchain, claim that, you know, they were the one who was issued it, which is why it has to be Bob himself, if Bob was issued it using his address. And you can't do it, Bob can't do it twice for a single Clout issuance transaction, because it's same concept as the likes. It's only one unique signature. So I guess I wasn't clear on that. Another thing to quickly touch on is that 6.3 million number, which is about the number of issuance transactions in the lifespan of Bitcoin. So we were kind of basing it off of that. It wouldn't have to be that. I mean, in Bitcoin, the difference is it literally is 50 per transaction coins, which are, I mean, there are no coins per se. It's an abstraction, right, to call it that. But nonetheless, it's 50, and that gets cut in half every 210,000 blocks. So with us, thinking about it from this vantage point, I was talking about how it's really 6.3 issuance transactions, assuming they're all embedded into the chain, right? You can use them with the original person without doing that. But so you could rework the protocol to actually better mimic that asymptotic decrease over time, right? Maybe you could do spread out the issuance transactions, to mimic that rate, because do you see the differences? It's almost like a full coin if you're thinking about it like that. So then you could rework it if you want it. And that's the whole thing. That's the advantage point. That's the advantage we have now, is that we're building all this shit, so we can, there's a million different ways you could approach every problem, and thinking out loud helps helps us figure things out and tinker with them and see potential good things about them and bad things. It's good to do it out loud so others can, if they so choose, comment, which, I don't get me wrong, it can help, but let's not pretend it's there's a difference between this is what they can't understand, right? Between thinking out loud and, you know, going to the public park of life of social media and screaming at everyone, you know, I've done this thing, prove me wrong. That's kind of like when you're done building the thing, or at least building the first iteration of it, and then you're kind of ready to, you take your sword out. You know that meme where he takes his sword out and he fights the crowd? So anyway, going on, I'm going to go max and relax, chill, talk to you guys soon.